Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Van here. On the check-in once again, man. Y'all know why I'm here, man. Go check out Brainwash. A lot of good shit on there. Always good articles. Always putting out good shit, man. But I just want to take this time to let everyone know I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast, fucking with it, sending in questions. I really appreciate it. Also, if you guys want anybody on the show or want to be on yourself, man, just tweet me, DM me. Y'all niggas know how to reach me. I'm easy to find. But yeah, go check out Brainwash. And also, if you see Ayana in the function, please pull in Yaya. Okay, I'm done. Let's start the show. Yo, we back. SSID episode, I don't know, 8. And I think it's 8. I don't know. I'm very high right now, but I'm here with one of my good friends, one of my childhood pals, Tori. Say what's up, Tori.
What up? How's everybody?
First of all, why don't you have Twitter? Like, why haven't you come to the masses?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have all social media. Oh. It's just that you will never find me.
So you one of them, like, stalker people getting your scoop, getting off type. Okay.
I have Instagram. I'm not giving it out. I have Twitter. I'm not giving it out.
Yeah, so it's quiet for y'all.
No.
Unless you already follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, unless you already got me.
Unless you already got me. If you know, you know, bro. But yeah, so we got Tori in here, you know. But we're going to talk about a lot of shit going on, as usual. And yeah, we're going to jump right in. So first, if you listen to the show, you know, you got to do what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. So what are you feeling right now? Like, is it anything you're like into?
What am I feeling?
It could be anything.
I love the Rico Nasty album.
Oh yeah, that shit is fire. That shit is fire. First of all, shout out to Rico Nasty. I want to go to a show.
Yeah.
That shit looks lit. Because I was watching like some tour clips. It looked kind of like turned
up.
Yeah,
I'd heard her for so long, but I never listened to anything.
Right.
Album gold.
Yeah, album is beautiful.
Bitches on my dick. Yeah. So what?
She be yelling like, I fuck with it. Like, that shit gives me hype.
It's so good.
I like it. I really like that shit, man. So anything, what are you not feeling like?
What am I not feeling? I don't know. I'm a really positive person.
Stop lying. Lying to the people. You just in here talking about mad people. No, I'm joking. What are you not feeling? It could be anything. Like, I'll tell you, first episode on here, I said rice. I wasn't feeling rice that week.
No, I don't really like rice. Yeah, I'm rice not feeling trash. Carbs.
Carbs in general? Like, just bread? Like.
Yeah, I've been dieting. I'm on keto right now.
Oh, man. So what's your go-to carb? Is it, like, bread or are you, like.
No. You know what I could really, like, eat
like, what do you
day?
What do you have an urge for? Like.
Penne alla vodka with chicken.
Oh, so you jumped all the way in the deep end of the carbs.
If I do carbs.
You're going I'm in. Okay. Carbs. Okay. Like, I hear that.
I want a dinner special of like manicotti.
Oh, you hungry? You know what I'm saying? All right.
Evan, you know this. The only time I would ever seen you at St. John's would be when I was coming.
Yeah, Tori, I was like, yo, you want to get some food?
I was coming from the food court or going to the food court.
That's a fact. Yo, Evan, you want to go get some food?
Yo, real fat hours.
That's a fact. All right, so we're going to jump right in. Oh, let me tell you what I'm feeling. I'm feeling cookies and cream ice cream, always.
Yeah.
I had a nice, like, as soon as I got off work, I was like, it's ice cream, you know? So I did that. What I'm not feeling is niggas at parties, not dancing, not talking to people, but just mugging.
What do you go for?
You go for, I don't know, I guess you go for the IG pictures, but like, I was at a party, shout out to my nigga Eves. It was like a pool party.
Are you talking to the party that you put on your Instagram?
Yeah. Shout out to Real Buddha Bellas. If you know, you know. So niggas know I was late there. So I'm having, you see me, everybody see me, I was having fun, but you know, it's a lot of like niggas with the burner in the building, and like, I'm like, why are you here? Just a mug, you know? They wasn't talking to no women, just like.
How do you throw a pool party and there's two people in the pool?
I mean, that's black people. So I judge black parties by how few people are in the pool. It's like the opposite of white parties. How many niggas is out on the outside looking in? That's how lit it is. Because I've seen pool parties with a water like chicken broth. It's a bunch of niggas in the pool. It's not. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, I'm black. I can't swim. So.
How you can't?
Can't swim.
Evan, we had to take swimming every year.
So?
You never got in the
pool. I finessed it. I told him I had a fear. The nigga let me cook. I had like a phobia. He was like, okay, man, I understand. Shout out to UHS, but yeah.
Perpetuating the stereotypes.
I am. So
he's like, this poor
throw me in the water with my ancestors. But nah, I can't swim, so I was like, I do the pool party, I just don't get in. You know, it's not for me.
I mean, I don't mind people mugging at parties. Just don't touch me.
What do you mean? If you want to, it's different for women. I feel like women always mugging each other. It's like a maiden call. It's like, hey, like you'll mug each other. Like, let's be friends. Like, you know, that's how women are.
Mugging comes before you have your first drink. Like, after you start drinking, you really don't care. Everybody's
that's
best
true.
Friends.
That's true. And like, how do you feel about people like not having their own bottle like at parties? Because I feel like I'm not going to parties. I always have my own bottle. If you know, you know. You see me with the Hennessy. You see me with the Hennessy.
I don't know about own bottle. If I go to a party, I'm bringing a bottle for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to go to a party with no bottle and just be at the table like, let me get a drink.
Yo, and you know at parties, especially black parties, shout out to all my niggas out there. It's a lot of niggas be having bullshit liquor, you know. Absolute. Civeca.
I feel like if you throw a party with black people, you just know that you better buy mad liquor. Like, you can't bring your own bottle for black people. It'll be like two bottles on the table.
And also, another thing I have an issue with is niggas not having like mixers. Or the mixers be like hot ass apple juice from the crib. From the basement. Shit that I've been in for like 2 years. Like, I can't mix nothing with this. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, so that's my little gripes of parties. But I had fun at that, you know. Other than that, I had fun.
You be mixing with your honey?
Yeah, got to. You know, the blend for the Henny. For all you non-Henny slanderer niggas.
You're not a Galaxy brand nigga. Nah. Taking it straight to the head.
Yeah, I'm not that reckless. I still respect my family, my mother, and my community. So I don't, I mix my Henny. I don't jump right in. I mix it with like the Lipton raspberry iced tea.
That sounds good.
It's a good blend. If you want to get smacked, that's how you do it. I don't like apple juice because it give me bubble guts. So I'm going to mix it with the Henny at the party. It's just like a super hectic combo. It's good when you're drinking it, but like after like mid-party, when your stomach start heating up and you start looking around for help.
At least you're aware of it. I know some people that lit up bathrooms at a party.
That's vile.
So like, you should know yourself by now. We're a little old for this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't be taking shits everywhere, especially at people's houses, like where their grandma sleep at, you know? Because one of my friends, I'm not going to say,
Ramon. I saw Ramon. I see Ramon more than anybody else.
Ramon's the most union down nigga of all time.
Anybody else.
Yo, shout out to Ramon, man. Because people see Ramon. Because the thing about Ramon, you'll just see him doing random shit. Like,
I'll see Ramon at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, what I'm saying. 7-Eleven. Oh, this nigga's taking a jog. It's like, what are you doing? Like, how do I see you here? I don't know, man. I'm just here. I don't see Ramon at laundry mask. Like, why are you
He's
here?
He's always around.
Yeah, always around. That's my guy. That's my guy. But I always see him. But yeah, shout out to Ramon. So I was, we was at my house, a few of my friends, and Ramon's like, yo, man, I gotta take a leak, man, can I use your bathroom? I'm like, all right, cool, bro, it's right downstairs. This nigga go downstairs and drop the biggest boo-boo of all time. That's my guy, but he know he was dead wrong for this. Dropped the biggest boo-boo. So I go downstairs, like, god damn, Ramon. And so, but I'm like, whatever, so we leave, we go about our night. So I wake up in the morning, my mom's like, yo, did you take that big ass shit last night? Cause I still smell it. I'm like, yo, mom, it wasn't even me. it wasn't even me.
He blew out your house.
It blew out my house. He got uninvited. He couldn't come over anymore. Mom was like, yo, whoever took that, yo, they got to stay home, man. I was like, I respect it. Game is the game, man. But yeah, shout out to Ramon. I say that to say, yeah, shout out to him. You can't be blowing up people's bathrooms, man. You can't do it. All right, so we're going to jump right into the topics this week. It's a lot of shit we got to talk about. First off, we got to talk about Beyonce being on the cover of Vogue.
Queen Bee.
No Beyonce slander for me, because I don't want no smoke with the beehive.
I will take all the heat. No, I'm kidding.
Tori wants all the smoke. Send it her way. You find her hidden Twitter, hidden Instagram. DM her.
Yo, don't have people looking for my Instagram.
It's too late. Because I know the thirsty niggas that I follow. I'm like, yo, who's on the podcast with
First
you?
Of all, I don't even post, so you're wasting your time. I remember somebody DM me and was like, how do you get followers that you don't post? Like, worry about yourself.
Mind your business. First of all, mind your career, business. Right? First of all, mind your business.
Nah, if you really, I mean,
so you
DM me for the Snapchat. I'll be on Snapchat.
All right, so get the Snapchat. Yo, if y'all want that, we'll send that to you. That's it, though.
No, I'm a certified, verified Beyonce stan.
Okay.
Like,
did you go to the show?
This one?
Yeah.
With her rusty ass husband? No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Yo, we gotta stop with the Jay-Z
slander. That man is an octogenarian. He's like 90. Yo, he can't remember his raps. She be looking hella embarrassed when she be on stage with him.
Jay-Z's an elderly man. But he's one of the greats. Like, I'm tired of the beehive coming at great. Jay-Z.
I would never try to, like, play his discography or anything previous that Jay-Z has done. Pre-anything recent.
Why? Because he cheated? The game is the game. Like, she forgave him?
I mean, that's her business.
Why can't the highs accept him back?
It's not even that. I just, he don't got it no more. Oh, he's time to hang it up.
Do you hear this?
I just...
Come on.
If I would have went to that show, after she stopped performing, it would have been intermission time. I don't know.
You don't want to hear Song cry for like the millionth time?
No. I'm good.
Oh, man. Shout out to Jay, man. But how do you feel about her being on the cover of Vogue? Like,
That's hella crazy, honestly, to be on the September issue for all my fashion.
All my fashion niggas.
To be on style.com in the computer lab instead of doing their work.
Facts.
That's crazy. It's the biggest issue. It's the most important issue.
And it's Anna Wintour's last issue, right? I think it's last
supposedly. They keep saying she's leaving. I mean, it is time to retire. Those sneakers are really ugly.
I get tired of seeing her at fashion shows. Like, why are you here?
No, I love Anna. She really changed the game at Vogue.
She did. Like, she did. She made it hot, but it's like...
Those Jordans are a misstep.
Yeah.
Those fake Giuseppes. bad.
They are bad.
She would never wear those in real life. That's the
you
most
You don't think
aesthetic.
So? She would end up like going to the deli late night. Like, you know what? Throwing these on.
She'll be in like some Kitten Heel Christian Dior. She's not Manolo. She's not putting on fake Giuseppe Jordan.
I mean, maybe.
And blood red.
Yeah, that was a little wild. She jumped out the window a little bit. She jumped out the window. Yeah, she jumped out the window. But
that's crazy. But I just the cover's trash.
You don't like the cover?
No.
I like the cover, but it do look a little Jet Magazine.
It's
Ebony,
raggedy.
Yeah, Ebony-ish.
First of all, no offense, but like that photographer, wasn't it.
Yeah, I think
for
she could have got
September issue.
Yeah,
that wasn't
it.
You could have got somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looked like you know those big ass JCPenney magazines used to come to your crib. Like,
oh my god,
you know what I'm talking about? Like the big ass
catalog.
Yeah, it's like a catalog.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He did put her in front of a sheet and just put a flower basket on her head.
It didn't.
Like,
I mean, she made it work because it's Beyonce, but it's just like she could have done more.
They should have picked different pictures because Rihanna dropped her cover first,
that
and
shit was
she
fire.
Had flowers.
Yeah,
right.
That shit was fire.
That was crazy, and she had flowers on her head. Yeah. It's like Beyonce, your issue came second.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But it was just like bad.
Yeah, it was. I like that she put the dude on, the photographer, but
absolutely.
It's like, I don't know about how it worked out.
It was whack. It was boring, especially for the September issue. I wasn't feeling it. Love B.
Love B.
No.
No smoke. Love B.
I'll take the smoke. I'll
take
Tori, the heat.
Tori take all
the
bullets.
You gotta be critical of your icons, all right?
Tori taking all the smoke.
What did Kanye be saying? Free thought?
Oh, no Kanye. No Kanye endorsements are here.
No, I really hate Kanye.
Free
so
thinker.
Don't get
you
me wrong.
You gotta be a free thinker.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah, fuck Kanye. But how you? And plus, like, did you see any of the other issues came out? Like the one with like Issa Rae and like she's on.
Issa was beautiful.
And then Zendaya, I seen that.
Zendaya's Marie. How do you let Marie Claire upstage you on a cover?
Yeah, that was
like, kind of
wild. Zendaya kind of she kind of got off on that. Yeah.
Shahidi's cover was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love seeing all the blackness at the forefront.
For
you know,
September issues.
For September issues.
That's just so
which
crazy.
Is not, with all my fashion niggas, if you know, you know. Once again. So it's like, I don't know. It's good to see.
Yeah. I wasn't even... I'm still by the Beyonce cover.
Yeah, it's Beyonce. It's getting copped anyway. I'm framing it just in case.
Right. I'm still going to get it.
I'm going to cop it. You know, shout out to Beyonce.
And she knows that. That's why. She was like, I don't care.
She got her fan base in a headlock. They're going to buy whatever.
Listen, I'm going to put out this sheet picture and y'all still going to buy it. And
regardless.
Like, you're right.
Regardless. Did you read any of the article, like the essay she wrote with Cologne with it?
See, now you're really going to have people after me.
Oh, like, my. So you didn't read it.
I read parts of it.
Okay.
I took an issue with something.
Beehive
okay.
Smoke.
Listen. listen, my fellow Hive members.
My fellow Americans.
We love Beyonce, but we can still, you know, have some critical thought about Beyonce.
Right.
If, you know, there are theories out there that are a precious deity, that her body is not the same, that it has been, you know, surgically enhanced.
Jaded.
I'm just saying, if you say I'm so happy with my little tummy and the extra weight that I put on, and it looks good.
I mean, I like Beyonce.
Everybody loves thick Beyonce. But I'm just saying, like, don't get your body done and then say I'm happy with the extra fat.
Man,
like, you made sure it was in the right places.
I mean,
like,
she did a thing. You know, things happen, you know.
But don't be like, my body. I accept my body. But, like, you got your body done.
I mean, maybe she accepted after the fact, you know.
All right, but then say, you know, I got my body done.
I think part of body acceptance.
I got a mommy tune-up, and now I love my body. Like, say that.
You sound like a Minnesota 98 Civic. They got a little tune-up for my Civic. You know, it's Beyonce. Come on. But yeah, that was Tori once again. All smoke.
Don't listen.
Goes her way.
Yeah.
I loved it. Shout to the Hive. Beehive boys. We in here.
I ain't got no boss, so do what you want.
They're gonna find you, bro. Yo, shout out to my homie J5. He said something about Nicki Minaj. And people were...
Oh, I don't mess with the Barbs. They're much worse.
All those teenage 14-year-olds.
Not a word, no peep from me.
Yo, so he said something about Nicki Minaj. It wasn't even that critical, right? They hopped in his IG mentions, his Twitter. I'm just like, yo, these niggas is worked in the FBI. Like, it's ridiculous. I don't want no smoke with the Barbs. Even though I think Nicki's album's gonna be garbage. Any predictions? Like, since we on Nicki real quick, any predictions for the album? You think it's gonna be doo-doo?
Have you liked any Nicki Minaj album?
Nah.
Okay, then.
You sound like joking, though. You like Cleveland? You think Cleveland's cool? Nah. Nicki Minaj is gonna be whack.
As an album, I hope it has at least...
I like Chung Lee. It's cool.
Mm.
It's cool. That's the only one that's like, it's tolerable.
No.
Nah, I ain't going.
I didn't like that when it came out. The other one caught me for a second because in the middle you hear Itty Bitty Piggy.
Yeah, yeah.
And my brain automatically
went back to eighth grade.
No, I had such a like visceral reaction. I was like, wait, no.
You've seen the door knockers. You've seen the South Pole jeans. Yeah, you had a flashback.
I just want three good songs. That's all I want. That's all. That's
I
all
think she I can expect. Do that. I think it's like, she said it's like between like 17. Because you know all albums are going to be long now because of the streaming or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's going to be massive. It'll be three on there at least. I hope.
We really don't need these long albums.
You don't. Really. I feel like all albums, the way Jay-Z did 444, 10 songs, give me that.
10, 12. No more than 12. That's
yeah, 12 should be the max. Yeah.
I'm not going to be sitting here all day trying to run through an album.
Yeah. Speaking of albums, the guy, Travis Scott, he dropped a new album called Astroworld.
I think I got 30 seconds into the first song.
Come on.
And I was like,
We're going to start the hashtag to go along with the podcast. What does Tori like? Okay.
Tori likes lots of things, just not like...
So what do you think about the songs that you heard?
I like Travis Scott. I just...
Anything
my brain
stand out?
No.
None? Oh my God.
My brain can't process trap music. Like, what? I don't really like it. A lot of it sounds the same. It all sounds like the same song.
I mean, that's his style though.
Even when it's new, I feel like I've heard the song before already.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the thing about Travis Scott, a lot of his stuff is like, kind of like... Even though I like Travis... He's a little mimicky, like, of other people's sounds and stuff. And he could try to make it his own, but sometimes it sounds just like the artist. Like, he has a song called Yosemite. It's a freaking remake of Gunna and Lil Baby's song. So it's like, he kind of, like, takes people's sounds and runs with it.
I mean, that works for him and his money, but, like...
Yeah, I'm sure it works for him, but it's just like, come on, G. But, yeah, I like Astroworld, sidebar, you know. No Bystanders made me want to punch a first grader in the chest. I love it. That's the shit. Sicko Mode with Drake is another one. Astro Thunder's cool. I just feel like it could have been shorter. Like, you cut off, I say about maybe like 3-4 songs, would be a really great.
I like
great
the album art.
Yeah, it's cool.
Shot
it's
by
cool.
David LaChapelle. That's
yeah,
big.
You can't go wrong with him.
That's
you know,
big.
If you watch hip hop videos in the 2000s,
no.
You know about David LaChapelle. So I was really excited to see them collab. I didn't like the video he did for Stop
Isn't
Trying to Be
one
God.
With Kylie holding
Kylie
the
holding it. And
the
he's like, God, Jesus, whatever.
That was giving me, what was that weird video Kanye did when Thingy turned into like a goat or something?
Oh, is that the Bound video when it was on the bike or no? Or am I bugging?
No, it's the one with Teyana Taylor when they all
oh,
turned into like
goats. Oh, the Faye video.
No.
Yeah. It turned into lions or sheep.
Yeah,
or some shit. I don't know.
Too weird.
It was some weird shit.
I don't need
them. Some, I feel like certain videos, I understand. I want people to be creative with them, but like some videos are like a little too abstract for the song.
Let's talk about videos. Let's talk about the fact that MTV is coming out with their video Vanguard and Missy Elliott. Misdemeanor Elliott. Missy, who has never played with a single video. Missy, who shaped our childhood
right.
and ruled TRL.
Right.
And.
Shout out to all my people that ran home to watch TRL.
Listen.
If you know, I was there when Genie in the Bottle debuted.
I'm
high.
Yo, that playlist?
Yo, stop. You gotta talk about white songs that slap. Shout out to everybody fucking with that playlist. Might
this
be my
where,
magnum opus.
This is where you guys would go all the stuff that Tory likes.
Yes, yes. We're in Tory's lane now.
No,
get
that
it?
Whole
Tory?
Playlist was so, I saw Genie in the Bottle. I was like, oh, this is it.
Yeah, this is
it. My playlist.
Yes, that's the one. That's I'm my ready. Favorite playlist I made so far. But yeah, if you grew up in that TRL era, you know about Missy Elliott and her videos. What's your favorite Missy video? You had to pay like... Give me your favorite two Missy videos. Because she got so many.
My favorite two?
Yeah. Two Missy. Because she got so many videos, it's hard to just pick one definitive, like, this is the Missy video.
I don't even know if I could pick... The ones that are coming to mind right now, I wouldn't even say these are my favorite too, but I'm thinking about Minuteman.
Yes, Minuteman. Yes, yes. Shout to Trina.
And the one she did with Ciara and Fat Man Scoop. What was that one?
The Lose Control joint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only because I just remember like seeing that constantly.
Yes,
like,
that.
Every day after school.
I love that. Work It. Work
yes.
It was a good video. I even like Gossip Folks with Ludacris.
Of course.
When it was at the school.
Shout out to Allison Stoner.
Yes, yes.
Allison motherfucking Stoner.
Yes. I'm trying to think. What's another great Missy? Hot Boys. I like the one with Eve and Nas.
Yes.
Yeah, like Missy Get Your Freak On.
So many.
She got so many, so it's like, I get it. I like J-Lo. She's cool, you know? But like, her
name
woman.
An iconic J-Lo video that has influenced somebody else. I'll wait.
I like,
I can't even say that she doesn't have good videos and iconic videos.
I don't think
that
she has
shit.
An iconic.
Thank you.
Maybe, like, if you had my love, I like that video.
It's a nice video.
I like
sure.
that video. That's like a timeless TRL video. It was, like, number one for, like, months. They had to, like, take it off. That's how long.
Love Don't Close the Thing had a run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She got
Jenny from the Block was fire with her and Ben Affleck. Mm. Batman.
I think even back then I didn't like Ben Affleck, so I was like, eh.
Yeah, J-Lo got, but I don't know.
I like J-Lo. I think
J-Lo should win an award, but I just think Missy should have it before her.
My thing is, I know MTV CS yelling at them every single year when they bring out this stupid award,
like,
and they still
give it to Missy.
They gave it to J-Lo before they gave it to Lady Gaga. Like,
that's
kind of
wild. Yeah, that's kind
of
wild. Yeah,
you guys
yeah.
are doing things out of order.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think they're just doing it for, like, publicity. Who's the
they
biggest?
They want the controversy.
To, yeah, yeah.
They want it. So we can go and yell at them some more.
Yeah, it's a talking fine. Point. You know, so you'll see the hashtags, you'll see people, but it still brings attention towards the show. But yeah, it should be Missy. I don't know who else you think should have a Vanguard Award. Lady Gaga, like we said.
This might be a hot take. I deadass think that Ja Rule needs a video of
Ja Rule.
I'm like the number one Ja Rule stan.
What?
Like, I listen to Ja Rule Essentials like on a
you're
daily
the only week. One after 2004 who
so cannot
Ja Rule
tell
fan.
Me
the only person.
That Ja Rule songs do not bang.
They slap. They slap, but it's
thank
like
thank you.
Videos? Ja Rule?
Yeah, he had great videos.
Like what?
They were like destinations. They were like a fun time. You know, they made you feel good.
Right. Only Ja Rule video I really like is Living It Up. That's my video right
yeah.
there. That's a classic video. I don't like the Mesmerized joint. I like the Rainy Days.
Listen.
Rainy Days. That's my shit. But
I don't allow Ja Rule slander.
You know what? I can see. Give Ja. I give Ja.
Give him his due.
I give Ja his Vanguard Award. But
just,
I don't know who else. I know Beyonce already has one. She has to.
She should have like 7.
Yeah.
Every time her album comes out, just give her another one.
Yeah, just give her one. I'm trying to think who else.
Rhea has one.
Yeah, Rihanna deserves one. She got iconic videos.
I feel like they're gonna give Drake it 1 year. I don't really.
Why? Drake just started getting good videos.
I don't care if his videos, but I feel like they're gonna give him one.
I think he just started having good videos.
He's
this
gonna
album.
Call MTV and be like, "I want a video band.
Give me mine."
And they're gonna be like, "All right,
all right, sure, you got it." I think Kendrick should get one before Drake, honestly, because like old Kendrick's videos have been really good. Like, you know, from the beginning, Drake's just started this album, like this run record with Karina Evans, I think her name is the director.
Yeah.
She really helped him with his videos.
I haven't watched the In My Feelings video only because
what?
I'm on a hiatus from that song temporarily.
All them you gonna wake up? You like wait till it dies down?
All them Shiggy videos, I couldn't escape it. It was like
My only ones I respect is the original Shiggy one and my guy Pio. I'm no fucking baby. Those the only two.
He scares me. What do you mean? He scares you a little bit. He's
no.
Like,
You met him? I met Pio, bro.
Oh my god, where?
I was in the city somewhere.
Stage 48.
Probably being a thot, being a whore. So I was there. so I was there and I was like walking out and I see this like, I'm like, who's this little kid? I look closer. It's no fucking kid. It's no fucking baby. It's fucking P.O., bro. Changed my life. I couldn't meet him. It was too many people swarming him for me to go up and like take a picture because niggas know I love P.O. But so yeah, I seen him. Shout out to P.O. You don't like P.O.? No fucking baby?
He scares me a little bit.
My favorite thing I've ever seen on Twitter was this week saying, yo, Dominicans got to take a L because y'all be really uptown fucking P.O. Now, if you any women uptown fucking P.O., come forward
you
now.
You know they are.
It can't be. Come on. Come on. Yeah, they are. They probably are.
Yeah, they are.
Damn.
All over Dyke.
Dominicans got to hold that L, so shout out to my Dominicans, but if you fucking P.O., you're letting your nation down, man.
You be running through Washington.
You're a grown woman. Don't do that. Yo, everybody forget, he used to be the hookah boy at Mama Sushi.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's not like, he really used to be the hookah guy. I think he's too, I don't know, can his lungs handle hookah smoke? Like, he's got baby lungs, even though he's not a baby. He does have baby-sized lungs.
That's what I'm saying. He's so scary. Yeah. Like, why do you, I don't know.
Matter of fact,
I don't want to be ableist.
I'm putting it in the air now. My 26th birthday, we having P.O. there. I'm booking him.
When is your birthday, Evan?
March. Next year. We're making it happen.
You're an Aries?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're so sane though. That's
what do you
so
mean?
Weird.
Hold on. We gotta talk about this chakra talk. Real chakra hours. What does this mean? Like, what do you mean by Aries? It's like,
okay,
like so, hotheads?
Yes, y'all are hella problematic. My sister's sign of Aries. I'm a Libra. Y'all okay. Have no restraint.
Wow.
Like,
come on, G.
You know
what it is? I think I have a Libra rising or whatever it's called.
Oh my god.
I don't know what this means.
Hey,
I got the app too.
Shout out to CoStar app. You wanna show how your relationships work with your friends, download it. It goes by the number. Listen.
That's fucked up.
Build your relationships, you know?
No,
never
don't.
Hurts to communicate with people.
So I'm down with the chakra way. Shout out to all my chakra soldiers out there. But it's like, I be trying to read my shit, and I'm just like, yo, is this me? Like, I got the app. I did my birth chart, you know.
Oh, let me see your birth chart.
I got
my
birth chart. Yeah, I'm downloading. I'm re-downloading it now. I have Aries moon. I mean, Aries sun.
Uh-huh.
Libra rising.
Okay.
Pisces, whatever comes after
Pisces
that.
Moon?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
So what does that mean? Like, read me, beloved.
All right. So... your sun sign is a fire sign.
Right.
Those are
hella
volatile. Chanel's a sun sign. Shout out to Chanel. Oh my god, happy birthday,
oh my
Chanel.
God, happy birthday,
yo,
Chanel.
We're mad into the show. We didn't even say happy birthday to Chanel.
We're gonna call Chanel at the end of the episode.
I hope she's awake.
I hope she's awake. Hope she's not drunk and twerking somewhere, yelling at some white guy to get out of her face.
That's so Chanel.
You know what I mean,
that's
mate?
Accurate.
Bruv.
Oh my god.
I
do this all the time. She hates it.
Yeah.
But if your sun sign is a fire sign, they're like mad volatile.
Yeah.
It goes from their emotions straight to their mouth. Like, there's no filter.
Yeah.
But if your moon is a Pisces, that makes you hella emotional.
Damn, I do get emotional sometimes.
Like, mad emotional.
Sometimes I cry in the dark.
In your feelings. So, you got that aggression from your sun sign, and then all those feelings from your moon sign, that sounds like mad conflict.
Yeah.
Like, just...
I be at battle sometimes.
Yeah, just literally in your feelings.
I be in my feelings sometimes, you know. The game's a game. It happens, you know.
I mean, your rising is just who you are to other people. Like, how you come off when people first meet you.
Oh, so that's like my Libra shit?
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Mad sociable.
Yo.
Like to be around people, like to party, have fun.
That's
always have a good time. Yeah.
Wow. I just learned a lot about myself.
If you were Aries, you don't hold back. That makes sense because you dead threw Ramon under the bus. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's my guy, though. I'm telling you, Ramon doesn't listen to this shit. Somebody's going to tell him, he's going to give me a call. I heard you was talking about me, man. That's not cool.
But the best part is Ramon won't even be mad, though.
No, he'll just be like, why you told that story? That's the type of shit, you know.
He's dead ass the best.
Yeah, I love Ramon, man. He's like a big teddy bear, man. You just love Ramon. That's my guy. But yeah, man, shout out to Ramon. All right, so one more thing we're going to talk about before we get into listener questions, you crazy motherfuckers. We're going to talk about that video with those Asian ladies beating the fuck out of that old black woman. And that shit is pretty crazy. Throwing acetone in the eye, whatever, acetone, whatever it's called. Yo. Beating her with sticks over $5 beef. Like, how do you feel about that? You seen the video? You seen clips of it? Or?
Listen. It's 2018. You should be getting your nail tech from Instagram.
That's a fact. Like, it's so many. Like, I see so many people promoting shit. Like, you really don't need to go to the Asians.
And they do better than the Asians.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Asians be charging hella money now anyway, so you might as well just.
They don't love you. Just go black owned. I'm waiting on that because I think Diddy and Jay-Z are dropping an app that show you all the black businesses around you.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, the streets need that because I was out going to a lot of these places, man. Stop giving these people your money if they don't fuck with you.
You still go to the barbershop to get your haircut?
Yeah, but I cheat on my barber all the time. I'm a whore.
Evan.
I'm going for the best hairline, bro. Whoever giving me the best hairline, I be creeping like TLC, man.
You go to the Dominicans or the Jamaicans?
I don't go to the Dominicans, definitely. I don't go to the Jamaicans either, because Dominicans, they make your hairline kind of zesty. I'm not with the razzle.
Sharp as
hell. Yeah, like it's too razzle-dazzly, you know. And the Jamaicans, they're cool, but they only know how to do one haircut. Dark Caesar against the grain. That's the only cut they can do. You can go in there and be like, yo, I want a fade. Light Caesar against the grain. Yo, man, I really just want a flat top. Light Caesar against the grain.
Flat top. You come out with a number one.
Yeah, bro. Like, why are you using the zero guard on my shit, bro? Like, why? That's why I can't go to Jamaican. I go to my shots of the Haitians, ça passe. So I want to go to them. But sometimes my brother be tripping. I had an appointment with this nigga, and he was like, bro, I can't get you. I got to come in tomorrow. I'm like, I got shit to do, man. Like, so I had to cheat, you know. Went about my whole ways.
You go out here?
Yeah, I go out here. I go out here.
People like, I go to Harlem to get my haircut. I'm like.
I mean, I get it, because, like, the bond between men and their haircut. People don't know the level up you feel after a haircut. Like, I go from, like, crackhead mode to, like, feeling like Diddy, like, you know what I'm saying? Just in the span of 20 minutes,
via haircut. I'm
telling you, man, the best feeling in the world. But yeah, the moral of the story is support people that support
your
you.
Local business. Yeah.
You know, don't give the money to the Asians, you know? Even some of the Indians, they be fucking with you.
First of all, in Hempstead, there's no Asian techs in the places anymore. They're all Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
The Asians be running it. I was like, what?
Tell you, man.
It's
gentrification is a bitch.
Listen,
it's a bitch. But, yeah, man. Fuck all that shit. This shit gets me
hot. Let's get some questions.
I don't know how deep you want to go into the cesspool that is my questions segment, but, we can dive
I'm
in.
I'm with it. Let's go.
Shout out to the homie Tyler. He wants to know your thoughts on different kinks. Now, you know, on SSID, we don't kink shame unless it's spitting in the mouth.
I'm a guest, so I'm a kink shame.
Yeah, you do. Yo, do what you do. Do what you do. But spitting in the mouth, not with it.
It's fucking disgusting. I had a manager.
Spit in your mouth? Oh, I don't know.
Evan, don't play with me.
I don't know. I don't know how you give it up. You know?
I had a manager. She was mad crazy. We were all at work one day, just sitting, chopping it up, talking shit. She's like, yeah, you know, like, you ever had anybody spit in your mouth?
Oh, no.
And I was mad young. Well, not that young, but I was like 19. And I was like, what?
Oh, nah. Spit in mouth.
She's like,
is...
yeah, I love that shit. When you spit in their mouth. I don't get, spit in your mouth.
What's the pleasure you get from that? Like,
first of all, if you spit on me, anywhere on me, it's a fight.
Not even,
like,
in my vicinity, like.
It's a fight.
Like, don't matter just, who it is.
Do not. I can't even imagine somebody hawking up. Like,
a loogie just in your mouth, like a hot loogie. Just in your mouth. Especially you girls that date like Brooklyn niggas, just mad like chopped cheese residue in your mouth.
Where in Brooklyn?
It's not Brooklyn niggas.
New Brooklyn over here.
Oh, no, Brooklyn. I'm talking about the real Brooklyn. The stab your Brooklyn. Not the bikes and Sperry's Brooklyn.
Mm-mm. I didn't go to Brooklyn until like 2016.
That's real. I feel that. So you only seen.
Only seen.
Oh, you know, you haven't seen the aggression.
No.
Batman Brooklyn. All
no.
right. Yeah, but stop dating Brooklyn niggas. So, also, so spitting in the mouth is not cool.
No.
Don't do it. There's nothing sexy about it.
Mm-mm.
Leave it alone.
Gross.
All right. So next thing he wants to know about is slapping. How do you feel about getting slapped? I don't know. I see it's a little violent. Like,
no,
maybe like a light tap.
Mm-mm. No.
Not just like a light jab. I don't know what you're into, you know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Slapping. I don't feel uncomfortable.
Don't hit me. Like, don't hit me. I'm all for a lot of things. Just don't hit me.
All
right. I had somebody bite the shit out of me one time, though.
Biting's a little wild. That's some Mike Tyson
shit. Yo, my arm turned green. I had no idea. I was looking around my house.
Did you have sex with a zombie?
My father was like, oh my God, what happened to your arm? I'm like, what? I look at it. It was like purple and green.
Oh, nah.
I was like, a zombie. We were play fighting.
We're grown people play fighting.
We were play fighting.
Yeah. Oh, nah. But, all right. So, slapping. Mm-mm. I'm cool with it. Tori's not with it. All right.
I feel like that's different. You can slap your man.
What do you mean? What is this?
Y'all are mad heavy-handed.
What about this toxic femininity? You talking about slapping?
Nah, y'all are mad heavy-handed.
I mean, I can't control that. It's God's plan. I don't jab your shorty, but she's like into like a little, you know, love tap.
To each their own.
I mean, do you? I mean, I'm okay with a light. I might lightly slap you, like, you know, but like, I'm not going to jab you. Tori's not with you.
No, we've ended up slap boxing.
I just naked slap boxing for sure, for sure. All right, so how do you feel about sucking toes?
No.
Whoa.
No, I always tell every boyfriend I don't have anything below my ankles.
Whoa.
Don't.
What do you?
Don't.
What? I'm offended. You're talking to the toe boy over here.
Toes. I don't like toes. Like in general, toes? I don't like anybody's toes. Toes give me the creep. Like I do not like feet.
Toes are,
at all.
Women's toes are beautiful. Niggas' toes. I can understand why women wouldn't go near them. But I know women that suck men's toes.
Ooh, they're brave. Even in any troop.
Hey, to each his own, love who you want to love. Be who you want to be. But that's kind of wild to me. But yeah, niggas know toe boy number one over here.
Oh, God.
He is I am him.
You love Rihanna?
Do I? She got the best toes of all time.
Yo, all niggas love Rihanna's toes.
She got some nice feet.
People don't even like have toe fetishes. They be like, nah.
She got the best toes I've ever seen on a human being. Like, no debate, no corns, no. You know people be having the small little pinky toenail that's hanging off?
Yo, I know bad people don't even have a pinky toenail.
That's what kind of fucking mutants are they, bro? I knew I wasn't the only one that peeped that shit.
If you're a girl and your foot is hella small, you just might not have a nail.
No. Like, at least a nail? Just out there, just no nail, just rocking in the free world. Nah, that's not cool. I'm not going with that. Get like an artificial toe surgery, nail surgery, or whatever you gotta do. Make it happen, beloved.
It's not a quick G to put a nail on your toe.
Yeah, why not?
No.
Do what you gotta do.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So, once again, I'm with the toe sucking. Tori's not with the toe sucking. Alright, so last one. He wants to know about is choking. How do you feel about getting choked?
Choking is lit.
Like a nice little headlock? You mean like a little wrestling maneuver? Like, you know?
No. What
you
not a headlock.
What you mean? You know, it's a nice little firm headlock.
You definitely are, Aries. You hella violent.
What?
Don't be a slapping bitch.
I'm a lover, okay?
Is this WWE or are you having sex evidence?
Why not both? Like, let's, you know, spice it up.
I'm so glad we talked about this. All y'all girls out there. Now y'all know.
Nah.
Be careful out there. Nah. Be safe.
All my women, if you know, you know about Evan and the headlock.
Oh, God. No, not a headlock. No.
What?
Like regular choking is fine.
You mean like a Jason Voorhees, like kind of, like a little.
No, choking is fine.
Well, do you choke dudes? Like, are you into like choking them back? Like, show them, like, hey, I'm here, too.
Nah, I'm not an aggressive person, though. That would actually really turn me off.
Yeah.
I don't like to be the aggressor.
Right. What some guys like, choking to her? Do it.
Yeah, got
you
it.
Know, you wouldn't be in that one with that?
I'd be like, take control. And I'm like, why?
I just want to be here and have my fun. Enjoy my
time. Like, I'm active, but, like, I'm not aggressive. That's your job.
Toxic femininity like, once
put
again.
Put me in my... You know, listen.
Look at these gender roles.
Listen,
you hear it.
There's your personality and everything outside the bedroom, right. But I feel like once you get into the bedroom, all that outside stuff goes out the window.
Fair enough. All right, so Tyler, you heard it. I'm with it. Taurus not with it. Once again. All right, so shout out to the homie Cyrus. He wants to know, how do you deal with rejection?
Rejection? I don't.
Honestly. You mean you're bad with rejection, kind of way? A lot of women are bad with rejection. I feel like dudes, you have to be.
Oh, like in dating?
Just in general.
I mean, in dating, can't relate. Wouldn't know.
Oh, whoa. Tori got niggas.
Tori has like 1.5 boyfriends. So Tori 0.5. Don't got niggas.
What? How you get where the 0.5 come from? That's like a nice switch relationship.
A little
jaded. Like, all right.
Tori doesn't have. Tori dates. I mean, but like, nah.
Once again, hit me up for the Snapchat. I got y'all. But
But like in life, I have such bad like. Anxiety. Right, so I go into everything thinking
like this is gonna be end bad. This is gonna go so bad. But then it turns out to be fine most of the time, no?
Yeah. Like I would say like 80% of the time it turns out perfectly fine.
So, yeah, that's good. See?
I mean, you know, we're getting older, I think the we're best, working on ourselves.
Yeah, I think the best way to deal with rejection is like understand like the worst that can happen is being told no. And then you just like get high or whatever your vice is and move on with your life, you know?
I feel like my perspective is a little bit different. For all you hustlers out there, if you've ever...
Grinding.
If you've ever done door-to-door sales...
Oh, what? Would you sound like vector knives? Like, was that like your gig? Like, what are you talking about door-to-door? Oh, you like selling narcotics? Were you like one of those Jehovah's Witnesses handing out like pamphlets?
Yo, my parents wish. My parents are Jehovah's Witnesses. See, they will never listen. I will never. No.
Hand out the pamphlets. Mm-mm.
You will never find me Saturday morning standing by City Street Park. I refuse.
Yo, they be grinding. They will hunt you down.
No,
bro.
The answer is no. No, I did sales for like a really long time. I jumped into like doing door to door sales, like Verizon Business.
Oh yeah. I will buy something from you. You're likable.
Oh, but that's what it is. Like, it took me forever to realize that people will buy from you. It has, like, nothing to do with their product.
Yeah, it's just like, if they like you, they'll make it work, you know.
I remember I went to this this place, this comic book store out in, I want to say, Mineola.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the guy, and I was like, yo, your services are mad old. Like, nobody ever came in here, upgraded you. He was like, nah, they come in here all the time. They just don't look like you. I was like, oh.
For sure.
Okay, I wore makeup every day.
Yeah, getting themselves. Look at Tori hustling.
But yo, if you knock on like 30 doors, and everybody's just like, no. Like,
that can do something to your confidence, you know?
Yeah, but you just gotta like, that's when I was really like, you know what? They say no, fuck it. Like,
yeah, you just gotta
somebody's gotta say yes eventually.
Yeah, you just gotta push through, so... That's how I do it.
Like, yeah, just keep going.
Just keep going, man. Shit gets better, you know? You'll eventually get that yes. All right, shout out to the homie Rob. He wants to know, when I'm going to be on the podcast, bro? Nigga, whenever you want to, hit me up.
Ask and you shall receive.
You see, that's what Tori did. Look where she's at. She's right here, prom time, baby. All right, the homie Shay, he wants to know how I feel about Ray Lewis at the Hall of Fame. Football shit. I don't know if you're into it.
No.
Well, basically, fuck Ray Lewis. He's a racist and he's killed two people. So fuck him. Yeah, he stabbed two people in the club. But he's in the Hall of Fame now. So might have been worth it. You know, it happens. Shout out to Ray Lewis. Nah, matter of fact, fuck Ray Lewis. I take that back. No shout out to him. And like, he was like kissing his son on the lips. What? I'm not with that. How do you feel about...
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not kissing none of my family members on the lips.
No, I don't think you should do that. That's
my mom might strange. Get a cheek, maybe a forehead, you know.
Maybe.
But that's about
on
it.
On the lips?
That's wild. That's kind of flagrant. Mm. That's kind of flagrant.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah. Don't kiss your children on the lips. Fuck Ray Lewis. Fuck Donald Trump just because he Ray Lewis likes
always.
Him. Always, forever. All right. So shout out to yous. All right, next question is from the homie Tiana. She wants to know, where do I see myself down the line in the pod 2? All right, I see myself getting mad followers, you know, hopefully having some strippers out of like a party.
Oh my God.
Like a big party celebrating my podcast. And, you know, it's pretty much it.
I want to see Evan on tour.
I should do a tour. I want to do a live show bad. Just roasting my audience.
Where would you tour, though? Like, what would you hit up?
I don't know.
What would be a venue?
I want to do something local, so I probably
you should
go.
Should do a hood ass tour and like hit up like.
Yeah, I would hit up like Geno's on like Front Street.
Town Library.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm keeping it to the hood. I might go to Smith Street Park and just post up, just heat niggas up and let that be my
live
show.
Do you know how lit that would be though? You should definitely do that.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna
you should do end of summer at Smith Street.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna just have everybody come out and just heat niggas up. I'm gonna do that.
You should do a panel.
Who would I get on the panel?
Everybody you had on the podcast. You have really good people on. That's why I think it's so good.
Shout out to my guests. Shout out to y'all. But yeah, I would have That's where I see myself being successful. That's pretty much it. All
right. Not me. I won't be on the panel because
Tori's gonna be on the panel.
Tori's not gonna be on the panel.
Tori's gonna be.
Tori lives a low key life.
No, Tori's gonna come out. Her, you know who's the most low key friends I have? Tori and Christelle. These niggas is the most shadowy figures I've ever run across in my life.
Who?
Christelle, we went to school with Joseph.
Oh, she's also a Libra.
Yeah,
we just hide in our houses.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just what we do.
Christelle has been my friend, say about 10 years going on plus. Yo, she don't come out the house, bro. And that's my friend. That's my best friend. We talk all the time. But she would not come out the house. Not to chill with us. I guess she don't chill with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, she might chill with niggas, but not niggas.
Nah, we're just homebodies. We just like being home.
Yeah, I guess. That's what they say. That's what they say when they curve you. This is how This is how I deal with rejection from my own friends. All right, but yeah, so that's why I see the pod. All right, she also wants to know, what's the best liquor to drink at a party? It depends.
If you say Henny, I will.
It depends. I say Henny when it's like you're at the function and you're going to be here for a while. Henny. But if it's like you're hitting a party, they might hit another one. You might not want to drink something so heavy. I've been really drinking Bel Air lately because it's nice, summery. It don't put you on your ass. It's cool. You can drink a whole bottle and still be fine, you know?
Triple of Tito's.
Yeah. So what's your preferred liquor of choice, like at a party?
At a party? Oof.
We drinking like, Alizé, Nouveau, you know?
I drink.
Is that more like your lane?
I drink like Thot juice.
Okay.
Or like high ends. Like I'm either going to be like on a Smirnoff, like it's like 12th grade.
What the fuck? You taking it back to the S's? Shout stuff like me at those after school dances. I'm gonna drink a Smirnoff. Give me your code, this Smirnoff.
You were not lit if you didn't hit up every single graduation party when you were in 10th grade.
Oh my God.
And be off the shit.
Smacked off, you little amateur, smacked off Smirnoffs. Mad wine cooler juice in your lungs.
Yeah, so like those fake shit, the Smirnoff. Or I'm drinking like what I was gonna bring you, like Di Serrano. Gozier.
Yeah. So you fuck with Patron or no?
I love Patron. My parents are like Patron addicts. They bought the crystal bottle. I was like, that was so fucking extra.
Big bowling.
They think they are. They're just alcoholics.
Same thing. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I say stick with Henny. If you're really trying to go in, like if you off the next day, don't drink Henny and be like out here, you know, wilding. Drink like Bel Air. I like Bel Air. This nigga's gonna call me cheap. Fuck it. It's good.
Oh, beer. Evan doesn't drink beer. That's
fuck
really
beer,
whack.
Bro.
I brought beer. Him like...
You got a whole thing of Corona sitting right here next
hella,
to us.
Hella, hella Spanish.
Mad Mexican with the beers. I just don't drink... I don't drink Coronas. I don't drink beer, man.
I love Corona.
I don't drink beer.
Shout out to Stella. I like Stella's too.
I don't drink that bullshit. I like the glass a little.
You hang out with white people?
No.
That's why you don't like beer?
No, I don't. All niggas. I play beer pong with like
all they
Tennessee.
Got.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all they do. They pregame with beer.
Yeah, that's
all
what I'm saying.
Time.
Like, I'll be in St. John's and like, my boyfriend's like, yeah, man, we're going to go turn up. We'll be getting like, Mike's hard. I'm like, ooh.
Mike's hard.
Yeah, like, I remember freshman year, shout out to my nigga Aaron. He can confirm this. They was like, yeah, man, we're going to go turn up, man. Get some mics. I'm like, what? So me and my only black person there, Aaron, we're looking at these niggas, and they taking pictures with the mics, like posing like it's like an 8 Moet. Like, I'm like, oh, nah, these niggas is different. That's how I knew St. John's and white people are a different world.
Oh, St. John's was the best for figuring out stuff. Like, I was
St.
Like,
John's, so what's the weirdest St. John's experience you had? Like, was it like all the racist Indian people?
Yeah, that's just weird. I had this boy in my presentation class that was like, he doesn't listen to music, like, at all.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No music.
That's school shooter vibes.
How?
School
is that
shooter
possible?
Vibes. Yeah. Shout out to my niggas in DAC. Shout out to Marillac.
Listen.
Shout out to Donovan. Shout out to all my niggas. Tori had the nicest.
Donovan.
Yeah, shout out to Donovan.
That's the projects.
Ooh, child, the ghetto.
Four people in a.
Tori had the nicest dorm room of all time.
Tori scammed her way into the honors dorms. Tori had the lowest GPA and the lowest SAT out of all her roommates.
Yo.
But she made it.
Niggas will go to Tori's shit, and I'm just like...
My room was never empty. That's the only thing I hated.
Never. But you got the nicest fucking dorm. Like, your shit, we go to Tori's shit, it's like when Esquire was going to Nunu's house in ATL. That's how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to go back to the trap.
Yo,
You know what I'm saying?
I thought all the dorms looked like mine. No. My friend Steph, she lived in Donovan. I was like, why does God project stairs?
That shit is
like,
a band though, bro. Donovan's a band though, bro.
Yo, I half expected to see piss in the elevator. Like, I kid you not. That it was
ass,
bad.
That ass. It's not cool at all.
Shout out to St. John's. Shout out to St. John's.
Had fun. Had a lot of fun there. Shout out to St. John's.
But, you ever went to Natives when you said St. John's?
What, Nathan's?
Natives.
The fuck is that?
That cheap ass club that was like... Nah, 10 blocks down.
I don't go to white clubs. So what's the other joint?
It was this baby ass club.
Nah, I didn't go to Natives. I went to, what's the other joint niggas would go to? Cheap something? I forget. It was some white bar. But I went one time and like all these, I go there just regular, you know, I'm black. I got on regular clothes, fly shit. These niggas wearing like button down to Sperry's in there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this ain't for me. This and, like, is different.
Colorful shorts.
Yeah. Yo, I don't get it.
Mad funny.
I don't get the white fashions.
I love partying with white people.
I don't.
We used to stay hitting up Native, dance with all the white boys. They'd be like, oh my God, you're such a good dancer.
Is that your hair?
Yo, they would follow you. Yo, if you danced with them and you told them they were a good dancer, they would follow you around
the club. I want to dance all night. Dance all night. The funniest thing, watch a white person catch a dub. It's the funniest thing you've ever experienced.
Catch. I don't think they ever get that far.
Attempt to. You know. Attempt to.
There, but you're...
Especially, I know Tori. I know the white dude's like, oh my God, I love your hair. Can I touch it?
I had a white boyfriend. It was cool.
Hold on. We got to talk about this. You had a white boyfriend? What was his name? Chad?
Should I say his name?
Who cares? He's not listening to this.
He's definitely not listening, His name was Hudson.
Hudson? The white. He was definitely white.
Oh, no. Nah, he lives like on the South Shore. Hella white.
Yes. The family owns like a boat or something.
A real estate family.
Oh, of course. How'd you meet him? Tinder?
No, I was working, I used to be in the car business. Like, that was like my first real job.
Right.
And they transferred me from the Honda over in Hempstead.
Oh, they had you in the trap and they transferred
Honda used to be mad fun. Shout out to 2013 Honda when it was mad ghetto. Yes. So they transferred me from Honda out to Islip.
Oh, okay.
So I was driving like 40 minutes to work. Yeah,
that's deep. That's a MAGA territory.
Yo, it's so MAGA scary. Territory. Once you start seeing like Confederate flags.
And Trump posters, you know, you're deep in the ends.
Scary.
Deep in the ends.
So I was being my typical, you know, hermit crab. Right, nobody ever saw me. They heard there was a new girl working there, but nobody ever saw me.
Yeah, right.
So he used to call my extension all the time. He's like, oh my God, I love your voice. Like, you should come downstairs and say hi to me. I'm like, pulled yeah, up, sure. I was like, hell no, never in your life. I'm never going downstairs. He sounds mad creepy.
Right.
And he like got my last name from one of the managers and added me on Facebook.
That
he
been
was
a sign.
Hella cute. Yeah, like to the point I thought he was like a catfish.
So you
no, never, I really did.
Were you nervous? Like when you first met him, you was like,
No, I was mad nervous.
Oh yeah, catfish vibes.
But no, he was mad cool. He was a model. He was mad traveled.
Wow, look at Tori bagging. Well, not niggas. We're bagging people.
People. Yeah.
Shout out to them people. But yeah.
Wouldn't do it again though. Wow. But Black good love. For the experience.
Black love. But. Alright, so yeah, that pretty much answered your question about drinking. I don't know how we got to, you know, white boyfriends in St. John's, but
I mean, there we go. We bring it all around.
There we go. That's what we do here on SSID. We talk about everything. Alright, she also wants to know, does Batista think we care that he's leaving the MCU? Do you know what's going on with that, with the Marvel and then the director got fired?
Yeah,
with the
he
pedophile.
Can go.
Yeah,
I don't really care. Your character could be written out. You're not like outta necessary. Here. You're like, not Chris Pratt. We don't need you to continue.
How do people cape for pedophile shit? Like, it blows my mind.
Because they're crazy.
I don't get it, man. Stop caping for niggas.
Stop caping for anybody. Just let him go. Facts. Like, is he going to get you a job? No, because he can't get himself a job.
He's not going to be able to work after this, bro. He's done.
Let it go.
He's finito.
Worry about your career.
Get him out of here. So, all right. So, we got one more question. From, I'm not gonna say who it is because they asked a very specific question. She wants to know why she's still single. You still single because you date niggas that wear wooden unks and Toms. That's why you still single. If you know,
what's wrong with Toms?
Toms are cool, but like as your everyday shoe. You know the niggas I'm talking about, like the slightly the woke Hotep niggas.
Oh no.
You know, wooden unks. Tag.
Love it. You're not supposed to have a period for more
than
2 seconds.
You have a period because of your diet type niggas.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
I cannot understand.
Them type niggas. That's what I'm referencing. That's who she dates. Ooh. Stop dating with the, dating them niggas.
You gotta reconcile. What about your energy is attracting those? Yeah. You gotta.
Mm-hmm. Are you giving out hotel vibes?
Oof. I hope not.
I hope not. But yeah, single because you date niggas that wear wooden unks.
Go on Bumble.
What's that? That's like the when the women Bumble choose
is
you,
like Tinder.
Okay.
But with cute people with money.
Okay.
Everybody's like a professional, like mad lawyers and stuff. Everybody lives in Brooklyn.
I'm gonna try that out.
They wanna pay for everything. Listen. I'm gonna try that out. Oh, girls have to talk to you first.
I'm with that. I like being chose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Let's do that. I'm gonna do that. I'm sorry.
Get off Tinder, everybody. It's a cesspool. No. It's disgusting. Don't use it. Get on Bumble.
Only be on Tinder if you're trying to get your issue off, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so.
Can we talk about the fact that there are so many people looking like couples on Tinder? Like, what is that about?
Yo, bro. It's a freaky world, Tori. I don't know.
Oh, you're mad pretty. Thank they you. Scouting. My girlfriend thinks so too. Like, oh my God.
They want to share you, Tori.
I'm down if you're paying, but like.
That's the limit, though. You got to be paying. You know what I'm saying? But some niggas are into that. I'm not into that. I never would be into the, like, the whole swingers thing. That's a little different for me. Cause I don't know. I guess it makes me selfish, but I like the one-on-one thing. I'm not into the person. And
niggas always be like one-on-one, but we cheating with three different people. I cannot. Didn't you say you had commitment issues?
No, that wasn't me, man.
That definitely was you. I just want to have fun. I'm not ready to settle down.
These are lies.
Now you talk about. I like one-on-one.
First of all, I'm a family man.
Sure.
I'm a man of God. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody is when they hit 27.
I'm almost there. So shout out to all my men of God out there. I'm with you. I'm not.
Are you dating in a God-fearing way?
Absolutely.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Don't play yourself.
No sex, nothing. I'm out here just reading the Bible, coming home, going to work. That's it. Yeah, I'm lying. I'll be out here. I'm looking for a boo thing. I have an eye on a nice beloved, you know?
Ooh.
Nice. Shout out to her.
You gotta show me her. So I can improve.
I'll shout out to Chrissy.
Who's Chrissy?
I'm gonna show you her. She's hot. I like her. But shout out to her. So, yeah, I'm out here dating. You know, holla at me.
Can we talk about dating? How come nobody wants to date? That's what I wanna know.
Because dating, it's been like the process of getting to know somebody has been just out of here, bro. Like, you know, because if you follow somebody on Instagram or Twitter or just any social, you know a lot about them. That's so contrived, though. It is. But
like, you're not seeing real people. That's why I don't like Instagram, because everything on there is so fake. I feel like on Snapchat, people be... You see people...
You watch at Lowe's when they're drunk waking up next to a toilet.
Yo, you see people at 8 o'clock in the morning, their hair all fucked up. They should be talking to the camera, talking shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like Instagram is so, like, polished.
Because
like,
the thing about the internet in general, especially, like, Instagram, it's all people posting highlights, bro. It's just like a highlight reel of your life. It's not, like, people not posting their lows, you know, when you had a bad day type shit, you know?
No, I see highlights, but people, like, their internet persona and their real life persona be, like,
completely
I ain't
gonna say
things.
No names, but you know who you are. I'm faking out here. That's why you gotta be yourself on all platforms. Like...
No, but I'm saying, like, nowadays it seems like people want to go on two dates. Y'all have three things in common. And they're like, all right, so you're mine now.
Let's do this. Like, no.
No.
I think it goes both ways, because then you also have people who play that game for a long time, end up in situationships, and then they kind of, like, stuck in that, you know? They stuck in the dating stage.
I feel like a good month and a half. 2 months. If y'all seeing each other often.
Okay. What about you seeing each other on and off? What's like... Because for me, I like to state, like, if we together, like, I'm going to let you know, like, yo, you're my girl. We doing this. If you, that's cool with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because some people like... hella possessive.
What? Nah.
Are you possessive of
him? No. I let my woman be free. Let my girl be free. If you want to have your titties out, I'll take the picture for you.
I like that.
That's free.
I mean, I guess.
I'm not possessive. I used to be when I was younger. But I feel like all young people are kind of possessive.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
I don't care now. Actually, I like a woman that's busy and doing her more than like women that want to be led, you know?
Let's talk about that, though. Like, what constitutes as busy and what constitutes as you just not giving a fuck? Because there'll be guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm so busy. And they want to see you like once a week.
That's convenient, because they're doing it when it's convenient for them, not actually.
That's cool though,
you.
But like, be that way. Don't be like, I want to be with you. I want to be together. I'm like,
You going through something? I'm gonna save you now.
Listen, I'm not saying no names. I'm just saying I just need you to say what it is.
Okay.
Like, Because I don't have a problem not being committed. That doesn't bother me.
Just let it be known, though, right?
Yeah, just be like, I don't really feel like we'll fuck around. Like,
but then the thing is, people don't want to lose you, though. That's the thing. That's the game. That's on them, though.
It's really your fault. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
But that's what I'm just
saying. But you're going to lose me anyway. Because guaranteed, if somebody comes around and I'm getting what I need from them and not getting what I need from you, I won't even tell you. I'm just going to disappear.
That's true. I don't know what
you got shadows?
Nah, fucking biker boys outside. Fucking Meek Mill just rolled down the street. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck that was. But
yo, there's a trap house on my... Do you know where I live?
Yeah, yeah.
You know that trap house like diagonal from me?
Yeah.
Well, I just bought a boat.
Because trap money be coming in. Summertime.
The cops have been on my block like every day this summer.
I don't know how you do it.
Like parked.
I don't know how you do it because that's the bando is right there. That's the trap house. Like everybody knows it. Even police know it. You know, everybody knows it.
They got ATVs.
It's been like that for a long time, too.
Forever.
Hey, business is booming.
I don't...
Purple's coming in.
I've never seen anybody get arrested, though. I've never seen a police raid.
They're doing a good job. Doing their job.
The niggas put a boat.
They probably on Yelp. That's how long they've been in business. They probably on Yelp. It's probably Yelp reviews for their trap, you know?
I can't take it.
Shout out to Torres Block. I miss being over there, man.
I told my parents they gotta move. I hate where I live. Why? Everybody knows.
Why?
I remember somebody told me, they was like, oh, you know Tori? They're like, yeah, the girl who's by Domino's. I'm like, why does everybody know where I live?
Yo, dead ass, everybody knows where you live. That's the crazy part.
It's too central.
And you don't even come outside.
I don't.
That's why it's like super crazy.
No, I do now. I go to Export now.
Why would you go to Export?
Yo, no matter what time I go, I'm going to Blink and I never saw nobody.
Yeah, go to Blink. You gotta go to like Blink or like LA Fitness. You wouldn't see nobody.
I don't like LA Fitness.
But going to Export, that's where everybody, all Uniondale niggas go to Export.
To play basketball.
Play basketball
and not work out.
That's it. No biceps, no chin ups, no nothing. Going to hoop.
Yo, they stay on the court.
But it's 24 hours, that's why.
Yeah, I could tell, because no matter what time I go in there, everybody be in there.
Surprised you ain't see Ramon there.
I didn't see Ramon.
You'll see him.
Like, oh, you still live around here? I ain't seen you in mad years. I know.
Yeah.
I want to keep it that
way. It's going to happen. You're going to bump into mad people.
I don't like it.
I don't mind. See, I don't mind bumping into people, you know what I'm saying? Most people are cool, you know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing? God bless you. On your way. It's them people that really be trying to build, like, yo, bro, he wasn't even really cool like that, so...
If I want to disappear for, like, 6 months, I need that to be okay with you.
Yeah. That's cool. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? But the thing, if you're from Uniondale, you know. If you want to be seen, you go to Walmart. If you want to be seen in Uniondale...
Can we talk about the degradation of Walmart? That Walmart used to be so nice. The hood...
Really? I feel like it looks better now.
The people, I'm talking about the service.
Oh, yeah. First of all, Walmart, why is there only 3 registers open at all times? This is ridiculous. Oh, yeah. If you're not from Uniondale, Long Island, you'll know what the fuck we're talking about right now. But from Uniondale, if you know, you know.
You know.
Shit is crazy.
Shout Target out to 2 now. Target's turning into Walmart. People be in Target now.
Yeah. Only the one in Freeport, the little mini one.
Nah, the one by the movie theater.
And Westbury?
Yeah. People be over there.
I fuck with that. I love Target. Target's like my favorite store. Like
3 registers in Walmart. You know where to check out?
No.
Not at the front registers.
What?
I'm gonna tell you.
You be sailing?
I'm not going.
Target be self-checkout. Self-checkout.
What is that? Dark side?
Yeah. Shout out the dark side.
No, you go in the back where the TVs are.
Oh, yeah.
You or go, you go right to the pharmacy and pretend to want something. And be like, oh, can
oh yeah, I'll take
here?
Care of you, yeah. Oh, wow.
I haven't went to the front line in, like, so long.
So you're, like, a professional at avoiding
get
niggas.
Get in, get out. I do not want to be seen.
So this is what you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah, nah, uh-uh. I don't want to be seen.
All right, so before we get up out of here, we're going to try to call our friend Chanel. Yes. See if she's up. Hopefully she's up. Do you think she is? Do you think she's going to pick up?
I don't know. What time is it? 10? Oh, it's 12. It's like 3 in the morning.
But it's her birthday, though.
True. I don't know if she's up, though. She got work. You know she's important
now.
Yeah,
true.
She's important.
Making big money in the end, bro.
Yo.
In it.
I'm just mad that I never see her anymore.
I know. When Chanel gets back, we got to have her on. I got to have her on the podcast. Like, we have to have, like, you, her, everybody, like...
Yeah, just me and her.
Yeah.
Me and Chanel only talk to each other. It's still bad.
Yeah, I love Chanel. Chanel, me and Chanel, we got each other through, like, high school lunch. Like, we would just only sit together and, like, chill.
Yo, remember 6th grade lunch? The back table.
That's
rat battle.
If you know, you know. That's some real shit. Hopefully she picks up.
Evan used to host.
I was fucking Freestyle Fridays. Right.
What was that show with Big Tigger?
The Basement? Rap City?
Evan used to host Rap City at LR.
If you know, you know. A lot of fights, a lot of violence. Damn.
Oh, she's sleep. She knocked out. She now we called
you. When you hear this,
she's gonna be tight.
Yeah, you're gonna be real tight, but we'll get you on. It's no issue.
But back to Evan. Remember when you made that boy cry?
Nah, I never made nobody cry. I'm an angel.
Nah, you really did.
I made nobody cry. People made me cry.
Nah, y'all was battling your dad. I was making him cry.
I mean, I was nice. What do you want me to do, Tori?
Sean?
Nah, was it Sean?
Yeah, it was.
Was it Sean? I don't know. I don't know these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to him. I didn't make him cry. Don't make me seem like I'm a bully. Tori's doing her best on this episode.
No,
make me sound like
Evan
a bully.
Is so nice.
I'm a nice guy.
Evan's
bro.
Like the nicest guy.
Yes.
He just wants to have fun.
That's it. Being around good beautiful vibes. Dark-skinned women. No white women.
Oh, my God.
No white
dark-skinned women with good toes.
Yes. Gotta That's why I asked.
Public service announcement. Ladies. I know it's summer. I know sometimes.
Have them dogs out.
You be running late. Please don't make a pedicure stretch 3 weeks.
No, do what you got to do, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because winter's coming and you can put them away, you know?
Listen, all you got to do is remove the nail polish yourself. Wow. You can repaint yourself. It's all right if you can't get there. Just don't have half a painted nail. That's
kind of wild. That's flagrant, bro.
I've seen it.
I mean, you can have that. Just don't wear like open toe shoes, you know? I know it's summer. I know it's hot. Y'all want to have your dogs out. Hey.
Maintenance. That's all I'm saying.
Maintenance is key. All right, so, but how long is it? All right, we're going to get up out of here.
Yeah, we've been talking for a minute.
For a minute, you know. It's good to catch up with my pals, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to thank Tori for being on. You want to shout out anything? Shout out to you avoiding niggas. Don't follow her.
Yeah, don't talk to me. If you do see me in the gym, don't talk to me.
Unless you're Ramon. Just say
Unless
hi.
You're Ramon. Say. No, I mean, you guys can say hi. Just don't, like, watch me while I do my workout. That's a little weird.
People don't hit up, but yo, we should build. We should hang out sometime.
Yeah, no. I will just make excuses, and it'll never happen.
She'll lie to you. She'll lie to you in your face.
I mean, hit me up every 3 months.
And right. Just check on her. See if she's lying.
And be like, yo, there's a party. I might come.
She might.
I might.
Drinking Coronas and shit.
Listen. Drinking. I come out, like, twice a year, but it's always a good time.
It's always a good time when you see Tori. That's it. All right. Thank you for coming on.
SSID, thank you, Evan.
Episode 8. We're going to come back. Next time you come on, Chanel's going to be here, hopefully. Within the ends, with beans on toast. Because I know that's what they eat over there.
Disgusting.
Shout out to the UK. Shout out to Ryan.
Come on, her fake accent.
Yeah, mate. That's Australian. Yeah, bruv. In it. All right. We're going to get it out of here. SSID, episode 8, I think. I hope it's 8. And we out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.